Is a high rate of violence worth it for a lot of sunny days? Are security and senior-friendly towns worth long winters or a state that's landlocked? Those are among the trade-offs you've got to think about before retiring from your federal career. Here with more, retirement planning expert Tammy Flanagan. And I guess, Tammy, sometimes those non-quantifiable issues we don't always give enough thought to when it comes time to picking up and moving the old wagon, do we?
Right. Yeah, I think a lot of people like the idea of retiring and moving someplace new and exciting or someplace warmer, maybe with less traffic. But I think you don't really know if it's going to work out until you get there. And things like crime rates or things like cost of living, you don't really understand how that's going to impact you until you spend some time in the area. So I think for some people, they'll move and maybe move back. Others make that move and it works out.
Because in the list that you found for the places that might be appealing, really make it onto the bottom of the list. I'm thinking of Las Vegas, where there's lots of sunny days and you can get out into the desert. The weather's terrific, but I guess the violent crime there, you don't want Joe Pesci coming up behind you and hitting you with a telephone receiver.
Right. I think that's a good example of a place where the likability or the livability of it may have changed over the years. You know, after the housing crisis and the economy went down there, I think that just escalated all the other things that might have been negative. But I do agree. I think Las Vegas and Nevada itself could be a good trade-off from living in higher cost California that's right next door.
What are the top five places and what is the source of that list?
Well, there's a lot of places that rank the best places to retire and the most livable places in the country as well. This is an organization that does a lot of research. It's called moneyrates.com. And they publish an annual study of the best states for retirement based on the analysis of the healthy environment, meaning, how healthy is the air quality versus the hospitals in the area? How long do people live in that area? They look at those kind of statistics as well to create that healthy environment. Personal security is another thing they rated on based on the crime rates. Local economy in the area, which even within some states, the local economy can change from the big city to the small town. So I think that's hard to quantify. The weather conditions, which I think is always a big thing for retirees. And also, how popular is it already with older residents? How many people in the population are of retirement age? So those are the things they looked at, those five factors when trying to rank the states. And what they came up with, as no surprise, number four was Florida. That's now my home state, and that is where we retire to, so we're very happy with it.
Since you moved there, Florida got more desirable.
Maybe that's why.
But besides Florida,
where
else?
The one that really surprised me, the number one state, according to this ranking, was Iowa. Now, who would have thought Iowa would have been the best state in the country to retire? But they said that Iowa didn't rank top on any of those five criteria, but it ranked above average on all five. So I think if you're looking for a safe, healthy place to live with a lot of other older retirees, Iowa might be on your list of places to explore.
Well, I suppose there's Iowa and there's Iowa. There are some cities in Iowa. There's Bettendorf, the Quad Cities area. There's Boise, where there's a state university. But if you get out in between, you're, well, frankly, in the hinterlands. And so
That's right. It's
a matter of careful choice. And I guess maybe these don't take into account the psychic cost of moving to a place like Iowa. I mean, if you were from Iowa, fine. If you are from one of the coasts, or you're from Chicago, or you're from a highly populous area with all of the amenities that highly populous areas have, it might be a big cultural shift when you're still
exactly.
Totally sentient and you've got some money, and all of a sudden you're in Iowa. Well, there's no Major League football, baseball, opera,
That's what I think where your personal choice comes into play, because you have to think really realistically of what's in store for you. What are your likes? What are your hobbies? How important is it to live close to family, let alone get away from, maybe traffic or the bad weather? So I think each one of us probably has to make our personal list of what's important to us as we explore the years that we're going to spend in retirement. And these days, with life expectancies being projected longer and so many Americans being over 65, retirement could last longer than our careers. So I think it's a very important decision to make.
We're speaking with federal retirement planning expert Tammy Flanagan. And among the worst states, as we mentioned, Nevada, but also Alaska, that would be a function, I guess, of the remoteness of it. But also
yeah,
Washington
it's the
State.
Remoteness and the economy. Yeah, the economy is not real well there, although they do pay you to live in Alaska because of the oil industry there. But Alaska is remote. It's very severe weather. We have those long nights in the wintertime and very long days in the summertime. So I think that would be a hard adjustment for many people. But I think it is a beautiful state.
Well,
been there.
Yeah, unless you want a second career as a roughneck, maybe, on one of those oil rigs. But I was also surprised, the worst states, Washington State, which usually gets high marks on cultural types of measures, and Illinois. And I would guess Illinois must be because of the taxes.
Yeah, and Illinois is right there near Iowa. So I guess between the two might be the taxes, might be the crime rate in the bigger cities. In Washington State, the weather as well as the crime has increased up there. So who knows? I think we all have to do some exploring. I think the important thing I got out of all the research I did to write this column was that we really need to think about what's important to us. Is it being close to family? Is it the weather? Is it trying something new or a new adventure? So there's a lot that goes into not just planning for your retirement from federal service as far as benefits go, but planning for your life after retirement is a whole nother issue.
Okay, so suppose your family is on the West Coast and you are somewhere east of the Mississippi. So if you move to Iowa, I guess you're closer than you would have been. So let's say it's Iowa. How do you go about actually finding out where to live in a place like Iowa? It's a big state. It's a lot of territory.
That's right. That's right. Well,
how do you do it?
You've got to do some research. And with technology today, it's a lot easier to do to figure out, you know, where are those retirement communities? Where are those desirable places in that particular state that you'd want to live? So you can do a lot of that research online and ahead of time. And then what we did personally as retirement planning is we spent some time visiting the places we thought we might like to live. They also have a lot of conferences or seminars, you might want to call them, for people who are looking to relocate after retirement. And they're sponsored at hotels in different locations. So we did visit some of those and got all the postcards in the mail and the emails as a result of attending. But that also gave us a lot more information about really narrowing it down of what place we wanted to settle down into.
Yeah, because I think people often have familiarity with a place they want to go to because they might have visited their parents, you know, in retirement there. That's the case of Florida, Arizona, North Carolina, some of those popular states. But, you know, again, not to single out Iowa, but it's intriguing to me because I've only spent literally one day in my life in Iowa, and I enjoyed it. I had a steak. But, you know, if you're totally unfamiliar and you know, it's surrounded by places you might not be familiar with, like, you know, Norfolk, whatever.
Well, the time I've spent in Iowa,
Nebraska,
which is up at Quad Cities, has been like stepping back in time. It's a very friendly place. So I think if you did move there, I think people would welcome you. But you're like stepping back into the generation where you have picnics in the backyard and you have a much quieter, slower pace of life, which some people would really enjoy in retirement. For others, it might be a little stifling. So you really have to think of what's important to you.
And how soon before retirement should you do that? I mean, when does this planning process begin? Or maybe retire first and then you've got time to do some research as long as you're still able to handle your house.
Right. Yeah. I think for if you have the option to do it well ahead of time, years ahead of time, that's always a good choice. I know people who have vacationed in places where they thought they might want to retire and they keep going back year after year, or they have friends who have moved. You know, where we've moved in Florida, we've had many of our friends come down, and I think some of them are thinking that, you know, they may want to join us now that they've visited a few times. So sometimes it's just a accumulation of a lot of different things that one day you wake up and you say, okay, I'm going to make this move and hopefully it works out. And if it doesn't, there's always the move back. And a lot of people do that as well.
Yeah, sheepish tail between your legs maybe at that point. Tammy Flanagan is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Find this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.